Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Greg Rabe.
Let's go. Let's get it on. Oh, Peters.
Hey, got a fight. Thornton and Rabe are exchanging punches.
Now, The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, to quote our guest yesterday, Elliot Friedman, another team's decision is a conversation we will have today. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. Could it be another team's decision? We'll get into that in a minute, but I'm going to ask these two gentlemen right off the bat. Marty's with us. Darren Dreger at 11 o'clock today. He's at Darren Dreger on Twitter, and I expect a doozy today. He has a lot of information, always has a lot of information. Maybe he has more information as it pertains to things that we're going to talk about. We don't know. We will ask him. But Craig, Marty, quickly hit your buzzer when you know the answer. What happens on June 2nd?
I know.
Go.
And I have to be honest with you, when I listened to the show yesterday, I did not remember that June 2nd was the draft lottery until you reminded me. Now, I knew the playoff didn't start on June 2nd, as Rivs pointed out, but I didn't know it was the draft lottery. I didn't even,
well, when Craig said that, I'm like, oh, maybe they do start June 2nd.
They start Saturday. It's June 2nd.
I know.
Draft lottery.
It's May 15th. And what's amazing is they start Saturday, but the league still has regular season games, which is completely.
It's a good way to do it, though. It's the good way to do it. You don't want anybody to be sitting around like, let's go, let's get going. They did that.
Okay, I was just going to say it's completely whacked, but that's fine.
No, you got to get going. You got to get those teams playing. You can't just let them sit for 10 days. That's not good for anybody. But hey, listen, before we go.
No. Before I know you want to say something, but before we do, I was going to open. The reason why I said what happens June 2nd, Craig, are you paying attention? No. Ron, are you listening? No.
I am. I was writing down. You did three draft lotteries yesterday.
Simulators.
That's what I.
And I'm going to start the show with one today.
Okay. And you had a second, a second, and a third.
No, I had
so
a second.
I'm
going to
write down every single draft lottery you do from here to the draft.
Okay.
I like that.
Write the date. That. Yesterday was May 13th. Okay. Today's May 14th. We'll take the weekends off. How's that? Weekends off? Sound good? Okay. You ready, Marty? I'm going to hit the simulator once. Then you're going to make your statement. Then we're going to talk about another team's decision here on the Instigators, WGR 515 MSG. Ready, Craig?
Yep.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. And third. Third, New Jersey first, Anaheim second, and Buffalo third. And maybe that second pick is enough maybe to add to the Jack Eichel deal that Elliot mentioned yesterday about Anaheim, but we won't get into that yet.
Well, Marty? I'm questioning, number one, I'm questioning your draft lottery simulator because yesterday it had a team jumping up 13 spots and you can only move up 10.
Thank you. Yes. So thank you for mentioning that. I did not include that one in the rankings, but.
So I'm questioning how that all works. You can win, but you can only move up 10 spots. You can't go from just missing the playoffs and being the, 17th team in the league to first overall. That can't happen.
Tankathon has to update their little system there.
Absolutely.
They have to write some new. Probably have to write some.
We might have to use another site.
Is there another site?
Get some code. You gotta write some new codes.
New code, Marty. They're gonna have to call in Zuckerberg, get him some new code. Okay, Marty, you had a statement you wanted to make before the show.
Yes, I want to say this. So I know Rivs and I get at it and we throw darts at one another very often on this show. So yesterday, our boys are skating, you know, springtime, getting themselves going. So Rivs shows up to the rink yesterday. And he looks at me and he says, do you have long sweatpants? And I'm like, no, the one I'm wearing. And he's like, oh, I forgot my tracksuit pants, right? So he jumps on the ice in shorts. He has his like knees and thighs and calves exposed, like skin, and it's cold. And we had a few, you know, players missing. So Rivs has to jump in to a few drills, looking like literally a guy that just came off the street to run a practice. But I'll tell you this, Rivs, I will throw you a nice bouquet of flower your way right now. He was unbelievable, Petey. I am telling you that. Like two on ones, the fake shot, backhand pass, like unbelievable. He was like, in shorts, 25-year-old Craig Rivé was back on the ice living the dream yesterday. He was fantastic. I just want to let everybody know.
I wouldn't pay $5 to watch that.
Oh, Rivs, back me up here. You were feeling pretty good.
I have an extremely bad bum knee, but it doesn't matter. It's all up here. It's all up in the head, Marty.
Yes. You were.
Got in a couple fights, too, after practice. Tossed a couple of 17-year-old kids around the ice. Not a big deal. Confidence builder for Coach Rivs.
I'll tell you this. Anyway, the young kids, the young 16, 17-year-olds, they think they're strong. They think they're in the gym and, you know, they can do bench press and all that. And all of a sudden, they start wrestling with Rivs and they realize that maturity and age has strength to it and Rivs has old man strength. And it was not even close.
Yeah, I fought this one kid. It's Caleb Smith, played with my 04 team for years and years. Really good hockey player. He got called up to Omaha in the USHL, which is the top junior league. And he was only 16 years old this year. Amazing that we're talking about him. Today's his birthday. So happy birthday, Caleb.
Happy birthday, Caleb.
He comes to the skates and he thinks he's all the man because he has the half visor now and all the other players are all wearing cages and he's skating around with his visor. And we had a little fisticuffs after practice, you know, just to kind of see how he would do in the big junior ranks, just in case he had to throw down. And no, that didn't work out very well for him. Didn't work out very well at all.
I was a witness. That was. No
I had a very
thrown.
Similar situation. Sorry, go ahead.
There was no punch thrown, but Rivs basically like just paralyzed him up top with his old man strength and put him down on the ice and says, "That's it. That's the way it goes."
So when I was playing in Oshawa, we had a coach named Joe Sorella. You guys probably remember hearing about. He played for Quebec,
yeah.
Marty.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Really good defenseman. Played a long time and, you know, like, I don't remember. I don't know if Joe Sorella was a tough guy or not. I don't really know that part, but all NHL players I learned that this day that I'm about to tell you about are extremely strong because he was our assistant coach in Oshawa and we were joking. And I was 6'4" at the time, about 185, 190. And, you know, like, at 17, what? That's skinny, eh?
That's skinny, but you thought you were really strong. You thought you were the bomb.
But I'm at 190, 6'4", at 17. Like at that time, I'm still thinking like I'm pretty big, right?
Yeah.
So I'm fighting all the tough guys in junior. I mean, you know, like, so anyway, so I'm like, Joe, come on. Like he's like, oh yeah, wait till you get to whatever. And I'll show you tough. And I was like, Joe, come on. Snap you in half, like a whatever, you know, and he's like, all right, let's go. Whole team's there. So we just flooded. We're going on for the second session because in junior, you did 2-hour practices. You'd flood and then you come back on. And we were going back on. It was right before. And I was like, all right. So I dropped my gloves and I'm like, we square off. And he literally takes both my arms, holds them together with one hand. And he's like, and he's just got his arm cocked. And my face is just sitting there like I'm a bobblehead. He could have just absolutely just crushed me. And I'm just thinking to myself, I was like, oh my God. He's like, you still got a ways to go. Anyway, Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. Nice story there. Nice way to start the day off, ripping on Riv. Let's talk about this yesterday, Marty. We had Elliot on. We're going to have Darren Dreger on today at 11 o'clock. We can elaborate more with this or on this with him. But another team's decision yesterday was said by Elliot, because one report, you know, and is this games in the media, but you hear one report where you know, someone says Jack Eichel is not tradable in his current condition, coming from an executive in the league.
Yeah, that's Frank Saravalli reporting that. So that's, again, that's a top league insider.
Top tier insider getting it from a league executive. Yep. Then you have Elliot, who's another top tier insider, saying that he absolutely does think that Jack could be traded in his current condition and that he thinks it could very well be another team's decision whether or not he has his procedure or not.
Another team's decision is tough, because how are you going to get the return that you should be getting for Jack Eichel if the other team has to go through surgery and they don't know what the player is going to be like after surgery? Now, if, and in after the 12-week period, there is more imaging and it shows that it has improved, then I think you can look at it and call another team and say, hey, look, Jack is not going to need surgery. It's improving. And let's see what the packages are going to look like for a player that will be back without surgery. But I have to tell you, I think it's unlikely at this point, from all the information we're gathering, that this will be just being fixed on rehab. I think we're heading down a road that it will be surgically repaired one way or the other for Jack Eichel to continue playing the NHL and another
what do you
teams.
Know? What do you know, Marty? What do you like? We've all sat back, and I think the team and Jack Eichel's camp have agreed to wait that 12-week period. We're coming up on that 12-week period at the end of this month. What are you hearing on what where Jack is at right now?
Well, like everybody else, right? You do your research and you call people and you ask about different procedures and rehab and how that works. So technically, it says to wait 3 months to see if the disc is kind of moving back into the right position and if that is going to be fixed just by rehab. But most doctors are seeing that within the first 4 to 6 weeks, you know by that point if it's going to work or not.
Move
like
back,
they can
yeah.
have a pretty good idea if it is going to be there. And I think that's where I said that Jack was being impatient the other day, and I think that's where the impatience comes from, is he's thinking after 4 6 weeks he must have heard that it's not really moving in the direction that they want it to move. And now he's like, why should I wait another 6 weeks? Like, I'm going to be needing to rehab, needed to get strong again to be ready in September and October for the season. So I think that's where the disconnect is. So having this be another team's problem or another team's decision is not going to result in a perfect return for the Buffalo Sabres, and the perfect return is probably impossible anyway in this landscape with the very few teams that could fit a $10 million player on their salary cap.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me just to go on that, and Riv, you know, please jump in here. Elliot said yesterday Jack is working with a medical team. Did I interpret that correctly? That he's working with some people that are close to him that are. Right,
I would for sure 100%.
Okay, I would think the medical team let's just includes assume. A lot of people, it includes the Sabres doctors. There's a whole medical team,
sure. So let's look at the situation like this. Let's use the Rangers as an example, just because, and this is a hypothetical which we excel at on this show. Rangers call the Sabres, they ask permission for what to get to see Jack, have their doctors look at him, to find out the information that's already been taken on Jack's situation and kind of gather their own thoughts, get some advice on outside opinion or whatever, maybe, or internally on the procedure that Jack wants to have, and then decide whether or not it's going to be worth it for them to make a trade based on what they feel the recovery rate and the success rate of the surgery is going to be. Does that sound fair?
Right now, that would be a no. Right now, my answer would be no. We're still in that time period. We don't have to share anything. Jack Eichel is a Buffalo Sabres. Jack Eichel and the Sabres want a healthy Jack Eichel. It's not that the Sabres don't want Jack to be healthy, 100% healthy. That has nothing to do with that. They want the best for Jack. Jack and his group want the best for Jack as well. But at this moment, I would say that's a no. You know what? We are adhering to our protocol. We said we were going to wait the 12 weeks. We are going to do that. Everybody's on the same page with that. Now, maybe Jack is being impatient, but that's normal. We still have to wait the full 12 weeks. And then after that,
I think you can understand where Jack's coming from too, can't we, as players?
You want to get going.
I certainly listened to Kevin Adams speak the other day and completely understand where the medical team is with the Sabres and their thoughts. Totally understand it. But as a professional athlete, and I've gone through these surgeries, and I look at Jack and I understand where Jack is coming from also. Okay. My question to you guys is we are listening to Jack and his medical team basically want to do this surgery that's never been done on an NHL professional before. You have the Buffalo Sabres that are looking to say, let's slow things down here. Let's see if we can rehab this, where we can get this to a point where it can start to heal on its own. We're getting to that 12 week period. Okay.
Yep.
We're at, week 10. What's going to happen? What is the next course of action for the Sabres if it doesn't rehab to a spot where both sides are comfortable?
Well, is there a that different was your question.
Is there a different type of, where do the Sabres, where does Kevin Adams' medical staff go with Jack?
Yeah, how long is he out if that doesn't work?
Well, that was your question, Rivs, to Elliot yesterday. And I think the answer is very simple. They have not agreed on a plan, because I think the Sabres right now feel very comfortable with waiting. And if they went one way with a surgical procedure and Jack Eichel wants a different surgical procedure, or if after the 12 weeks, there's no progress. So that's the collision course that we're on right now. And, the Sabres and Kevin Adams.
They're saying, and these are the professionals are saying, that after 4 to 6 weeks, if you do not see that herniation start to repair itself, it's not going to prepare itself.
Yeah, I know, but they still agreed. Technically, the book, the medical book says 12 weeks. You got to wait 12 weeks. So it could, technically, in week 9, 10, 11, 12, it could. But usually after
12 weeks.
Yeah.
What happens after 12 weeks? How are they not discussing this to have plan B?
They are. Okay, and that's why Jack said there's a disconnect. And that's why Kevin Adams says, we are not comfortable as an organization to have Jack do this surgery, this cervical replacement.
What's
surgery.
The other course of action then?
Then it would be a fusion. And Jack is not comfortable doing that. I don't think he is. And so now the other course of action is you're basically, staring at each other and waiting for a decision to somebody to.
I guess one of the questions I would have to be asked, if you're Jack and Jack's medical team, and we wouldn't know the answers, I would ask it if I were, because of the options that are out on the table. The Sabres are definitely handling it in a conservative manner, very conservative.
Yeah.
Player wants a more advanced scientific kind of procedure done.
You could say extreme.
Yeah,
because it's never been done before. It's an extreme move.
Well, it's been done. Just no hockey player's ever returned to play with
no
one.
No NHL players.
NHL players.
I don't know if there's players in Europe or in Russia that have done it.
And I don't know how. I honestly don't know. And Elliot mentioned about the UFC fighter. And I don't know. I don't know if what would be riskier after that procedure, being a UFC fighter in three fights that Chris Weidman was in, or trying to play another 10, 12 years in the NHL. So I mean, 10, 12 years in the NHL, I think is where the question
is. 3 years UFC fighter in training to get ready for those fights is 10 times, tougher on your neck than three
fights. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. And I certainly can't
training,
say.
Like, what do you do in a UFC? You punch a guy in the head, you get him in a headlock.
No, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but like, maybe as PD points out, maybe over time, we don't have data over time that says after 5, 6, 7, 8 years that it is holding in a professional sports setting type way in a physical sport. So yeah, 3 fights in a year or 82 games a year plus playoffs for 5+ years and all of that. We don't know. I have no idea. I'm not an expert. I can't tell you which one is more dangerous than the other. We just are speculating at this point.
Yeah, I would just speculation. I would just be curious to know, though, if I were Jack, if you could have the disc replacement, and then if that's not working, take that out and do a fusion, because you redo fusions all the time. I mean, there's tons of redo surgeries here locally. I mean, it's not uncommon.
PD, the problem right now is, as we discussed, is that the CBA is very clear. The team has the saying in the course of action of treatments or surgery. And if the Sabres don't feel comfortable with that cervical replacement and don't want Jack to have it, then we have an impasse. We there's really nowhere else to go. What is it? What's going to happen? And I'm just saying that right now. Like, are the Sabres going to put a piece of paper in front of them basically saying, here's your waiver? Like, you're saying you want to do it, that's fine. But if you can't even come back to 100%, we have a waiver saying we can void your contract. Like, I mean, that's very likely, but I don't, that's never been done. Or is the PA going to have a grievance towards the NHL saying my client, my player wants a certain surgery and he can't have it? Is there a grievance coming? Like, there's a lot that's unknown with that.
Or you put a for sale sign. And then that for sale sign allows other teams in the league to come in and have their doctors diagnose exactly what's going on here. And if their doctors think, this is a great surgery for Jack, he's going to be back and he's going to be playing and this is going to be successful because we feel and our medical staff don't have a problem with it.
Well, and if that's the case, then again, it's about the Buffalo Sabres too. So there's two things. Like, there's Jack Eichel and his health and him as a player, and he's the captain of the team. So you have to consider that. But it's also about the Buffalo Sabres and being able to maximize their return on investment. And if you want to maximize return on investment, that is Jack Eichel at some point, it's very hard to do in the condition that he's in right now. Are the New York Rangers, the LA Kings, any other team in the National Hockey League going to say, yes, here, we're sending all these pieces your way to Buffalo. We're going to take in Jack. We're going to have him get the cervical replacement, and we're going to cross our fingers that it's going to work.
You're not going to cross your fingers. You're going to feel very comfortable with the surgery that Jack is going to get.
Okay. As long as it doesn't change the return that you're
capable of getting. It's not going to change the return, because as far as I'm concerned, whether the Sabres are looking, and I'm not saying they are, but whether they're looking to make a trade for Jack in the next coming months, okay, you are going to get your return that you want.
But do you think you're getting it? Like, okay, Chris Drury, first time general manager and president of the New York Rangers, had to deal with everything that's happened now in New York. And he goes out and makes a trade for Jack Eichel and then says, you go ahead and you get your cervical replacement. Okay.
He doesn't say that, Marty. He goes to the
New York Rangers
medical professionals, and he takes the information from their elite medical professionals to make that decision.
Rivs, if Kevin Adams says, no, I don't feel comfortable, is because in the end, Kevin Adams make the decisions having talked to the doctors. All I'm saying is that Chris Drury, first-time general manager, first-time president of the New York Rangers, is going to say, okay, I am going to trade Philip Hedel, Keandre Miller, maybe Alexi Lafreniere, maybe a first-round pick and a first-round pick the year after. I'm going to put this package together. I've just been on the job a week and a half, And in the end, I don't know if I'm getting Jack Eichel 100%. That's why, like, you would do the same thing if you were a GM wanting to acquire Jack Eichel. You can't throw the full boatload over because you have no idea what's going to happen.
So basically what we're saying is Jack Eichel will not be traded until basically this time next year.
It could very well be. I don't know.
I don't believe that to be true. I believe it's the timetable of the recovery, and knowing that's 3 months, so you have May, June, July. I mean, I think Jack wants to be traded by the draft to be settled in his team going into next season. So I don't necessarily even think this is exactly about the procedure. I think it's not about Jack.
It's not about Jack and what he wants, but what the Sabres want. They're going to make the decisions on what's going to happen.
Well, here's what I'll tell you. I'm reading about cervical. As I'm reading here, I'm trying to read. I'm wondering why you can't do a discectomy on the cervical spine, which you can. But I don't know why that's not an option either. But I'm just reading about herniated disc. And most surgeons, before surgery is considered, most surgeons will recommend non-operative measures such as pain medications and physical therapy.
Yeah.
You know? But then again, there are also, you know, non-operative measures that may not provide relief at all. So we don't know if Jack's in that position or not, but we don't know if it's healing. Like, we don't know anything. We don't see images. We don't get updates. Like, we just literally have what we have, which is a lot, but it's not a lot because we don't know exactly know what level of the cervical spine it's at? I don't know. Listen. Is it more risky at a higher level or a lower level? I don't know. Is there more risk of it affecting a level above? I don't know that either. Or below? I don't know that either.
We don't have the data. We don't have any.
I have no analytics.
Don't have the data, and nor do I want to play doctor. That's why they're the greatest. I mean, they're the best professionals in each city. And here in Buffalo, we are blessed with incredible surgeons. And, you know, you have to listen to the data and Kevin Adams listening to what he's being told from the medical professionals here. And you know what? It's obviously very quiet. It's very closed and just like it should be. Just like it should be. It should be with Jack's camp and Kevin Adams and the Buffalo Sabre medical staff. And let's just keep it there. We can sit here and throw hypotheticals. And I don't even want to go to a situation of trying to play doctor because that's just not something that anybody wants to hear. That's for sure. But understand that we're all very curious to see how this plays out. We're all very curious to see what is the next step. And I think that we'll probably see something more in the next couple of weeks to a month to see where the next course of action, because listen, Jack is a big part of the Buffalo Sabres. He is a massive, massive piece. He's the captain. He's the face of this franchise right now. And we just want to see him get healthy.
I wonder if he would be a little less impatient if a team were to say, we're going to trade for you, but we still want to try to heal it through rehab first. And then you wonder if it's like, well, maybe I'll try that approach.
I see. From what we're gathering from everybody is that when they first agreed on the rehab, they said, we're going to go 12 weeks. And I think when Jack started to become impatient is after a month to a month and a half, seeing that there was very little improvement probably in his neck and all of that. And then he's like, no, that's not working. But he's not a medical expert either. There's medical experts that are saying 12 weeks for a reason. But I think we can all know, and you guys have been through injuries, that you can see the progression if it's getting to going to be better or not. That's where we're at right now.
And where we're at right now is a break. Darren Dreger at 11 o'clock. Diss or Dak coming up next. Instigators. Very interesting stuff. Another team's decision. We'll hang on to that one for probably a few more weeks. WGR 550 and MSG, the Instigators.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back with more of the Instigators presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back to the Instigators on this beautiful Friday. It is going to be nice outside. I don't know if you guys heard Paul Hamilton talk about he's going to go get his flowers and do his landscape. So get out there, enjoy the weather, the sun over the weekend. Okay, this or that this morning, playoff edition, because we've got playoff matchups now all set. We have a President's Trophy winning team, the Colorado Avalanche. Didn't I tell you guys the other day, there's no way the Avalanche are going to let that $30,000 President's Trophy bonus go out. Look at Petey. He's pulling his trophy.
It's holding my football.
Put it in the middle of the screen so we can see it on on MSG right there. For those listening on WGR, Petey's got his mini President's Trophy. Hey, was that $30,000 bonus back in the days too?
10.
It was 10. It's 30,000 now.
I know.
So you
well
get
aware.
25 shares of 20.
I'm thinking about
30,
going 000. Back to get another 20 from the league for that.
Retrospect plus the interest. That's definitely about a $60,000-$70,000 check that you should be getting. But anyway, here's what we're gonna do.
What is that, Petey?
My President's Trophy.
Are you serious?
Is it really?
Yeah.
Did all so all the guys on the team got
no,
that?
No, just the Stars. Just the Stars.
Okay. Ribs, I'm disappointed. No, everybody
gets one.
You don't know what the President's Trophy looked like?
No.
Well, you know, I think you've never seen the President's Trophy.
Do you know what the Clarence Campbell Trophy looks like?
No.
The Prince of Wales Trophy looks like?
No.
Yeah. So you get one of these. I had a friend come over one time to the house, and I was pretty proud of this, and I showed him. He's like, "Yeah, it's representation of a job not finished." I was like, "Oh my God!" I was drunk. I almost pounded him.
Yeah, that would have been a bad one. Don't ever say that to somebody. Like you just,
especially a pro athlete who was on the team that has the trophy. You know,
and for 2 years, especially 2 years, it was heartbreak one the year before and heartbreak two the second year, losing to Ottawa. Yeah. So do not put that out there. Okay.
Instead of that, I just said to him, "I said, so let me see your trophies."
Yeah, exactly. Let me see. I said to Rivs yesterday, he looked so good on the ice. I think he should put his gold medal around his neck from the World Championship and skate around with it. He's a boy. So.
You know, Riv puts that on every now and then. That's why his neck hurts.
I've got it right here on my bookshelf. Anyway, okay, playoff edition, this or that. Very simple. I'm going to throw you a playoff matchup. You tell me who wins and why. What's the key to the playoff matchup? Maple Leafs or Montreal Canadiens, this or that? Petey, go first.
Maple Leafs or Canadiens?
Yeah.
Can I ask everybody here a question? Am I allowed to be a Leaf fan this year only? Sabres are out of the playoffs and they're in another division. Am I allowed
Absolutely.
To just...
Absolutely.
Okay. I look, I have a ton of friends that are Leaf fans. I do. And I hate Leaf fans. It's, you know, I do,
yep.
But it's in that fun competitive way. It's not like if you're a Leaf fan, I hate you. It's just, you know, I hate the Leafs. I played for Buffalo, Marty, you know, Craig, you know, but I really want to see the Leafs actually do well. I don't know if I want to see them win the cup, but I'd like to see them do well. So
they haven't
just
won a
this
first
year.
Round. They haven't won a playoff round in years. So Leafs, Canadian. So you're picking the Leafs, Speedy?
Yep.
Okay, Rivs, Leafs, Canadian, this or that, who you got and why?
Canadians.
He's okay. Got the jersey hanging up behind him.
That's why right there, boys.
His son was born there. His son's still a Canadiens fan.
My son's a huge Canadiens
fan.
So
what makes the Canadiens win this series?
Just because they're Canadian. Just because it's good. The pressure is all on Toronto.
They're the only Canadian team in this series.
Yeah. Just the color of that jersey right there is going to be the reason why they win. And the reason why I'm cheering for Montreal, I just do not want to see Maple Leafs win. Oh,
okay.
I cannot.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Even go there.
Okay. Tell that to your buddy Jumbo yeah, who's dying.
I don't care. I'll tell it to Jumbo right to his face. You want to know why? Biggest bandwagon team in the history of
hockey.
How are
they a bandwagon team when they haven't won a cup since 19, what, Petey? 69, 67?
Bill Barilko disappeared.
No, it doesn't say the year, though.
That summer.
It just says
in 1960.
Three? The last goal he ever scored won the Leafs the cup. Anyway, okay, so I'll say this. The Canadians may win one game, and if Carey Price steals a game and if he comes back healthy. If they have Jake Allen in net, Jake Allen's a good backup. But listen, the Leafs are way too good. They're too strong. They're going to win this. Okay, Oilers or Jets, this or that? Edmonton Oilers or Winnipeg Jets? Ribs, we'll start with you. This or that? Oilers, Jets.
Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl. Oilers, move on. Next.
How many points is McDavid going to
35.
Get in this series? I mean,
he had 35 points against the Jets this year.
Yeah, he's going to say it's going to be embarrassing.
I'm going to tell you right now, if they played 5-on-4, they would still have a chance to beat the Jets.
Ouch.
That is I don't know that I would put it that far. Petey, you got the
play
Oilers
that.
Well?
They should play that clip for Shifley and the boys up there, and that'll get them riled up. I'm taking Edmonton, Marty. I took too much time on the last question.
Edmonton too. The Jets will. It will go to 6, but
4-0.
No, it's not going to happen. 4-0.
4-0.
Okay, how about this? We move to the East. Penguins against Islanders. Pittsburgh Penguins, New York Islanders. This or that? Who wins the first round? Petey, you go.
This is going to be the best series.
Really?
And I don't want to say not Sidney Crosby. I don't want to say that. But I really think this Islanders team is for real. And I'd like to see, you know, Lou do something special. And, you know, I'm taking the Islanders.
Okay. 100%. Ribs, this or that, Pittsburgh Penguins, New York Islanders. Who do you got?
I can't believe I just did that. I'm sorry, Sidney. I'm sorry.
So I definitely, 99% of me wants the Pittsburgh Penguins to win because I love watching Sidney Crosby. I love watching Evgeny Malkin. We have Jeff Carter, who came from LA, who all of a sudden is now playing like he's 22. I think the Islanders are going to win.
Okay,
I hate to say it. I hate to say it.
I'll say this. I'm picking the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Islanders, if they had not faced those teams all season long and finished the way they finished, I would say they could come in and surprise a team. But the teams have them figured out now. They've played 8 games against each of those teams in the East. They have them figured out, and at the end of the season, it showed. So I got Pittsburgh. Okay, Capitals, Bruins. That's the series that I like. Well, in the East Division. Capitals, Bruins, Rivs. This or that, who do you got?
Capitals. I hope they beat them 4 straight.
Wow. Petey, who do you got? Capitals, Bruins.
This is probably the hardest one. I don't care who wins, to be honest with you. You're asking me who's going to win.
I want to see Ovi play.
I don't know. I for some reason, I don't know. I just
tell you,
yeah, Washington's too deep. Washington's too deep.
Okay, well, I'm going Boston with that
one. What do you mean Washington's too deep? Boston's loaded.
Yeah, Washington may not have goaltending, but I think Washington's a tougher team, and I think that's what the series is.
I think that's the bad one. I think that's the thing with Washington goaltending. Boston, I think, has got a lot better at the trade deadline. Okay, yeah. Best series in the whole NHL coming up. Lightning, Panthers, the battle of the Sunshine State. That's what I think they call it, the Sunshine State battle. Anyway, who do you got? Lightning, Panthers. Let's do this quick because we got 3 more series to go. PD, this or that, Lightning, Panthers.
I'm going Panthers because blood's thicker than water, and Mac Weegar's a friend of the show. So
Steven Stamkos will be ready for game one. Obviously Kucherov will be there game one as well. Rivs, who do you got?
Absolute Lightning, Bush League right now. They keep Kucherov all year long off the cap. And now all of a sudden throw him into the playoffs. He's been practicing for 2 months. The guy's a stud, Steve Stamkos. Still going with my boy, the Florida Panthers, because they've got heart, they've got character and grit, and they're going to overcome.
Boom. Who's this guy Lombard they have now? Lombard. Have you seen him? Do you not watch the Panthers? You guys like he's physical every single night. I'm telling you, I love this kid. New player.
But also the Panthers were sitting out a lot of players the last few games here. So maybe he's getting his chance that way. He's probably not going to play. Okay, I'm going to go Panthers because I do love the Florida Panthers. I'm worried about Sergei Bobrovsky, but I love what the Panthers have been doing. So I'm going to go with them. Hurricanes, Predators, Carolina against Nashville, Rivs, this or that. Who do you got?
Nashville made the playoffs?
Okay, well, we're going to move on. Petey, who you got?
Carolina. I'm absolutely rooting for Rod the Bod Brindamore.
Yeah, Carolina's good. Peter Mrazek struggled down the stretch after coming back from injury, so I'm worried about goaltending. Nashville Rivs were one of the hottest team down the stretch. They really, really look like a totally different team from the start of the season. So, but I still don't think Nashville's
they
got enough.
They sucked the whole year. They're terrible the whole year.
They were like 16-4-3 in their last 23 games or whatnot. So
it's because they were playing the backup goaltender all the time because the teams that were playing. Yeah. They're not good.
Hey, Riv, text your uncle. Or sorry. Is he your uncle?
Yep.
Yeah. Text your uncle and ask him about Ryan Lomberg. Ryan Lomberg. Telling you. This is our guy. Go ahead.
Okay, last two before we got to take a break here. Colorado Avalanche, St. Louis Blues out west. It's going to be a bloodbath. Who do you got, PD? Colorado or St. Louis? This or that?
Avs all day long.
Avs are going to smoke them.
Oh, I don't know that they're going to smoke them again. St. Louis, so much better down the stretch.
Do the Avs really have the defense? Do they have the defense, Marty, you think?
Yeah, they look good. They look really
They're young,
good.
But they're insanely talented.
Did you see Sam Girard get hit by Brendan Lemieux yesterday? And it was not a bad hit, but then somebody from Colorado jumped in. Like, they're a team. They look really good. And last but not least, this could be a very, very interesting series. The Golden Knights against the Minnesota Wild. Rivs, who do you got? Wild or Knights? This or that?
I'm like, this is the dumbest question ever. I think right now Vegas is going to win Stanley Cup.
I don't agree. Okay, Petey, who you got? Knights or Wild?
It's amazing you say that because I have a little wager with my buddy, and he said pick a team from the East and the West, and I said Washington and Vegas.
Okay, so you got Vegas obviously beating the Wild. The Wild, I'm telling you, they have something going on. They will not lay down. This is going seven, and the Vegas Golden Knights will get pushed to the limit in round one, and that's why when they play Colorado in the second round, Colorado will walk over them because they will not have had the same test against the Blues as the Knights will have against the Wild. So anyway, so in recap, this is what I have. PD, you tell me what you got after. I've got Maple Leafs, I got Oilers, I got Penguins, I got Bruins, Panthers, Carolina, Colorado, and Vegas. I believe, PD, you've got the Leafs, the Oilers, the Islanders, Washington, Florida, Carolina, Colorado, and Vegas as well. And Riv starts with the Montreal Canadiens, and after that, it's all downhill from there, so we won't even go through all the picks. So
I don't even know what I have. I just, because I really don't care.
Who do you have for the finals, Marty?
Well, the brackets is different this year because it reseeds in the semifinal. There's no Eastern Conference, Western Conference. They're going to take the top four and it reseeds. So I'm going to have my first two rounds picked. And then after that, we're going to have to reset. I don't know if you guys want to do it that way, but that's the way I'm going to do it. Anyway, got to take a break here. That was playoff edition of This or That. All our picks
He's
are
afraid
in
of committal, Craig. He doesn't want to commit.
But I could pick two teams and they're going to face in the semifinal. Who knows? Right? So picking a final is hard this year because of the reseeding in the third round.
There's that fence.
Whatever. Okay, let's take a break. Darren Dreger back at 11. We got a quick segment here before we get to Dreg. So
we're
going to
ask
right
Craig
back.
Who he trade Jack to Minnesota for.
Absolutely. Here on the Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Scratch that trade talk with Minnesota. Craig squashed that one yesterday, I guess. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. Yeah, no, he's right. And it was interesting. That's why I was going to have him do it, because yesterday he was all gung-ho trying to figure out players from Minnesota, and then he came to a crashing halt and realized that
I have enough. A good idea. They don't have enough. I really don't believe they have enough. And maybe this makes sense to you. And I'm going to throw something out for you guys. And you guys say, is this something that interests you? This deal that if Minnesota was interested, is going to start with Kevin Fiala. Okay. Kevin Fiala is 24 years old. He is, as far as I'm concerned, definitely the best player on this team. He had a really nice season this year. In 50 games, he had 20 goals and 40 points. Last year, in 64 games, he had 23 goals and 54 points. So he's a 70-point player in the National Hockey League, for sure, and he's getting better. So it's going to start with Kevin Fiala. The next player that I'm going to be going after is Jordan Greenway. Jordan Greenway is a 23-year-old guy, 6'6", 225 pounds, had 32 points this year in 56 games. He plays a big man's game. He's very physical. He can skate. National development kid, very, very good hockey player. And the other piece that's going to go along with those two guys is a guy that we were actually discussing and talking about at last year's NHL draft. We ended up picking Quinn, but there was a kid named Marco Rossi.
Yeah.
That was highly regarded, an incredible offensive talent that came from the Ottawa Senators. He was an insanely high-end talent. We ended up picking Quinn. The next pick, Minnesota Wild picks Marco Rosso. He is going to be the other guy that would be going in this deal. So you would have Fiala. You'd have Greenway. You'd have Marco Rossi. And you would have another first-round draft pick.
It's not enough, but I like Rossi's. If Rossi has to be in the deal, if you're looking at Minnesota, but I don't think Minnesota has enough high-end players or prospect to make it happen. So, but listen, I like that you're putting the package together, but it's not enough for Jack Eichel.
If you're looking for first rounders, Kevin Fiala is a stud right now in the NHL. He is a stud.
Darren Dreger going to join us at 11 o'clock. We'll talk to him about all things Jack Eichel, procedure, what's next for the Sabres. Is he tradable or not in his current condition? Also, coaching search. Kevin Adams mentioned that he is going to be doing, I don't know if he said long list, but he's going to be doing a coaching search, even though he may have his guy in Don Granato. Before we get out of here, I need to just mention that Connect Life has declared a blood emergency. So go donate blood. If you'd like to make an appointment to donate, you can call 716-529-4270 or go to connectlife.org. If you've been vaccinated, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson vaccines do not interfere with blood donation. So if you're curious about that, go help out. Blood needed. It's emergency. connectlife.org, 716-529-4270. And we'll be right back here on The Instigators with Darren Dreger, TSN Hockey Insider, WGR 550 and MSG.